This morning, let's consider an example from the Bible of a group of people whose name has actually been applied to a congregation or two. I'm referring to the Bereans, followers of Jesus, using the word from Jesus to be sure about Jesus as the Christ. Acts 17, verse 11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Before they met the Apostle Paul, the Berean people talked about here were a group of worshipers who met at the local synagogue. It was a blended membership of Jewish and Gentile people. Most importantly, though, they had there in that place the entire Old Testament. It was their main focus. This written down word from God had taught them to know Jehovah as the only God there is, the Creator and Lord of all, as well as the Savior God who had promised to send the Messiah. And they were waiting for that promise to be kept. So when Paul comes to town with the message, the Messiah has arrived. It's Jesus of Nazareth who suffered for all sin, died on the cross, and rose from the grave, as predicted in the scriptures. Their ears perked up. It sounded like the promise had finally been kept. Or was there room for some doubt? After all, this new story to them, announced by this stranger they had never met before, how could they be sure it was all really true? In calling them fair-minded, let's be clear that the Bereans were not being gullible. They were not naive either. Though willing to listen to Paul extensively, they made him pass a test. What he claimed about who Jesus was and what Jesus did had to line up accurately with all the prophecies of the Messiah which they had found in the Bible. Now maybe you're thinking, good for them. How does that help me? What about us today? Good question to ask. Here you are, other side of the world, from Macedonia or Palestine. Centuries later, generations removed from the people who actually met Jesus in person. But like the Bereans, and even more so, you have the entire Bible, both Old and New Testaments, which allow you to hear the same proclamation from Paul. You still get to hear the prophets of old and the apostles echoed to you by your pastor and professor. Really, it's the voice of Jesus. But how do you know that? How can you be sure that the content really is the truth from God? You will have to do what the Bereans did. Search the scriptures to find out if these things really are so. Your faith right now and tomorrow and next week is always meant to have the solid ground of certainty. This can only happen through the inspired Word of God. the Bible, and just the Bible, as the foundation. We depend on a certain feature the Bible has. Not only does it have this incredible record of longevity, outlasting the religious fabrications of man down through the ages, but it also has a built-in capacity to make you sure of what it says, just like it did for the Bereans and many, many others. Let's hear once more the verse of our text, plus the next verse, and please notice the connecting word. They received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed. When they listened to Paul and put his words to the test, the Holy Spirit convinced them from the Bible that Paul was right. More than that, their saving faith in Christ was now grounded in knowing that God had kept His promise. The Messiah had come. The Savior had done for them, for us, what needed to be done. Living a perfect life in our place and removing all their sins, all our sins, through His sacrificial death. This same certainty of salvation is there for you in the exact same place and is made real, sure, for you by the same power of the Holy Spirit. In a high school or college composition class, learning how to write, students are taught that passive verbs should be avoided. Don't write your sentence the way I just said that. Use active verbs to make the writing more vivid. Well, as a preacher of the gospel, there's only one way to follow that rule. If I use active verbs to describe the reality of our salvation in Christ, I have to insert God as the doer of the action. We, in and of ourselves, are only passive. We are redeemed. Passive. Justified. Converted. Convinced. And that makes it sure. The fact that God has done for us, or God is working in us. This means that every believer, whether he heard the Apostle Paul long ago in a place called Berea, or you hear today the preacher in this place called Eau Claire, every child of God, when guided solely by the Word of God, is getting grounded firmly on the truth of Christ. Amen. We close our worship this morning with the first stanza of hymn 381. Just the first stanza, hymn 381.